Tickled Pink.
Part 1. Youth is something very new. 20 years ago, no one mentioned it.
Coco Chanel.
North by Northeast. Mindy Solomon harbored a trust issue from an early age. You always have to give people the benefit of the doubt, Mindy's mother used to advise. Why, Mindy would ask, isn't it safer to assume people are going to let you down? This was a complicated question for a child to ask, but Mindy had always been full of complicated questions. How do families who live in mobile homes get their mail? Where did moths gather before the light bulb was invented? Why do you never see a baby pigeon? And most important, how could someone as nice as her mother, who never had a bad word to say about anybody, and whom everybody loved, be stricken with a terrible disease? That was a question that defied any answer. Fish banana. That's what Mindy's mother would say when things happened that made no sense. Before her mother's illness, Mindy's biggest concern had been how she would get to ballet class 7 times a week. Mindy adored ballet lessons. She reveled in the discipline and the fact that there was always something definite to strive for. One pirouette was achieved, then two. The methodical progression of physical achievement was both satisfying and tangible to her. Her mother first brought her to a Russian emigre who had trained with the Kirov. His studio was located above a fish restaurant in Coral Gables. Alexander Mishinov's School of Classical Dance and the Friendly Lobster were both featured on the same sign. Once, an unattended batch of live lobsters made its way up the stairs to the ballet school. Little girls can scream, but they can scream louder than anyone can imagine when confronted with live lobsters. Mindy liked to remember the lobsters voluntarily returning to the restaurant, their claws clamped tightly over where their ears...